Hey, good morning, everyone. It's Dave Weiner here. So I have an idea this morning, and I wanted to pass it by you and get feedback and maybe get some people in motion. Yeah, because I think it's one of those ideas that we can implement like almost immediately. And it's a social thing, and it has to do with getting a bipartisan commission to look into the connection between Trump and Russia. And the sooner we have an actual government authorized commission investigating, we will be stuck just, finding out ever more dangerous things about our government. And at the same time, the process by which it's coming out is actually damaging to the Republic. And I'm not saying that I don't understand why it's happening, but there are leaks coming from within the intelligence community in the US. I guess nobody really knows except for the reporters covering it and the people themselves who are doing the leaking. And my guess is that they're good people and they're watching what's happening inside the government because they're privy to things that we will never know. And they're sort of weighing off one evil against the other. And, on the one side, you have, let the country and therefore the world continue to go down this path to like chaos. It's in chaos right now. The question is, how far does that chaos spread? And the more time goes on, the more the chaos will spread. And they see that in ways that you and I don't. I'm fairly insulated from it. I imagine that if you're listening to this, you probably are too. I mean, I go about my business, daily business, and everything is pretty much as it was before. And but that I don't expect to last. I expect there'll be changes visible more and more over time. But unless we do something to put a halt to this, and that's the other side of this, is that okay, so they're looking, but they're looking at this situation. They're saying, on the one hand, we know that career people are leaking on the elected political representatives of the people is terrible. It is terrible because what it means is that the people that we elect will become more and more figureheads, and they'll serve really at the pleasure of the people in the intelligence community because they'll always have something on everybody. That's their job, really, is to know what's actually happening. They're spies, right? So what do? They spy. And get it? So if basically we elect a president and the president goes to office and the first meeting they have as president-elect, they sit down with not the director of the CIA because they're going to appoint that person, but they sit down with some career person inside the CIA and they show them the dossier. Here's what we have on you, okay? And they flip through it and they go, okay, yeah, I see. And then they take it back and they give them the next dossier is this is what we expect you to do and how we expect you to do your job and what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do. And well, that's a police state. And we don't want to be there. So the thing is let's interpret the message that we're getting. The message is coming from within the intelligence community is help, help. They're not just saying they need help. They're saying you need help and you don't even know. That's what I think I'm hearing. So here's the idea. And this is a variant on an idea that I had put out there before the election. And it was more of a long-term idea. It was saying we need to pair off people who have similar existences, truck driver with truck driver, teacher with teacher, whatever, based on marital status, whether or not they have children, what education level they have. But they voted, one voted for Hillary, one voted for Trump. And let's pair them off and get them to know each other and set some ground rules, and see what happens. Not with any idea that they're going to make peace, just let's see what happens. And my belief in that, my basis for believing that that would yield interesting results, is my experience on jury duty, where exactly that happened, where you had people of very diverse backgrounds sitting down, chosen at random. I mean, there was no rhyme or reason to how we were, you know, it's like that scene in No Country for Old Men where Anton Secor, or whatever his name is, ends up in the room with the wife of Llewellyn Moss. And she's saying, well, you know, you don't have to do this. And he's going, well, yeah, I do. I'm sorry for the spoiler. I know that I spoiled it, but, well, see the movie anyway. It's great. But where was I? Right, in jury duty, it's all like total random. There's no reason that I was there along with this other person and this other person. Total 12 people chosen at random, and you have to come to an agreement. Or you're a hung jury. And there's a lot of pressure on you to come to an agreement, and we did. And at that point, when we did finally come to the agreement, I felt like, well, we're just at the beginning. Why do we have to break up? We just worked through all of our... We learned how to work with each other. That's basically what jury duty is about. It's really all about training the jury. That's what the trial is about. And then the deliberation is about the negotiation, is about how are we going to work with each other, even though we're very different people and we view the world differently. This one event we have to look at, and each of us from our own point of view, and we have to come to an agreement. It's really a brilliant system. Whoever designed the jury system, I know it wasn't just the founders of the United States of America, because we inherited a lot of our practices from British common law. And and I think juries go way, way back. It's a wonderful idea. It's fantastic. Okay, so, but that didn't happen, and it's a hard thing to do. If it ever happens, it's going to require serious dedication by a fairly substantial number of people just to get a couple of people hanging out together. It's not the kind of thing where you can set up a social network like Facebook and just let the algorithm do it. I think that eventually I think you could get to that, but before you get there, you have to do a lot of sort of hand experimenting and trying things out and seeing what happens until you figure out where is the pattern? How do you create, what is success, first of all? And then how do you create that success? So that would be the second part. But this, now what we need to have is we need to go all the way back to the people, the spy people, and them leaking and how dangerous that is and how we really would like that to stop, but we think we understand why they're doing it, and they probably made the right choice, but this is a signal to us that we really need to get it together, those of us outside of the spy system. And the Congress needs some nudging. They need to have some leadership from outside. They need leadership from within the people to show them very clearly that this is what we're talking about. This is what we want you to do. And the way we do it is by starting to do it ourselves. And they'll eventually figure it out. This is a very common sort of technique, but it's not well enough. People frontal assault problems all the time. They just go straight at the person, they make a demand, and they say, you have to do this. This just makes people dig their heels in. They say, well, sorry, no, I don't have to do that. It's true, they don't. This is not one of those times when frontal assaulting, just going and demanding it, this is not going to work. But you have to lay it out for them and show them by example what you have in mind. And here's how you do that, is you pair people up, celebrities, in all different fields, all different, you know, you want to pair up a Republican musician with a Democratic musician. And they disagree on all the political issues, one maybe country western, and the other one might be, I don't know, Beyonce. I'm assuming that Beyonce is like, doesn't like Trump. If not, pick somebody. I mean, I'm sure she does, okay? I'm about as sure as anything. And, you know, so maybe Taylor Swift, she seems like a Republican to me, paired up with Katy Perry. who is most definitely not a Republican. They disagree on everything, but they agree on one thing, is that this has gone far enough. We need to have a bipartisan commission like the one on the Kennedy assassination, like the 9/11 commission, like Watergate. I don't know if Watergate had a... I think Watergate had a Senate Select Committee, or a Select Committee. They had members from the House on it, I believe. Peter Rodino was a House guy. Sam Ervin. Ugh, if only we had Sam Ervin. You should go back and watch Sam Ervin. Boy, that guy was something else. He was just exactly the right person to be running that. He was a Republican, I believe. Maybe he was a Democrat. He was from the South, South Carolina or North Carolina. But he was a thoughtful guy, and he had a speech impediment that made him sound like a character in a Warner Brothers cartoon. Foghorn Leghorn, was that his name? I'll be sure to, if I can find something, Sam Ervin. Okay, so you get Michael Moore and pair him up with Clint Eastwood. If Clint Eastwood, we know Clint Eastwood's a Republican, that's for sure, right? He spoke very derisively about Obama and in favor of Mitt Romney. Oh, Mitt Romney. I don't know. He kind of blew it, didn't he? He's definitely a Republican. Bill, so you pick to go with Mitt Romney, you pick a discredited Democrat. Some Democrat who swam around in the shit and got all stinky. You know, something like that. And you take somebody from the tech industry, somebody who's a Republican, somebody who's a Democrat, and have them both get together and just two people do a podcast, go on TV, write a blog post, issue a press release, have your PR people talk to reporters about this, talk with on the record with the New York Times. Just a steady stream of these, one or two every day. Just people not coming at it from, you know, triangulate on this. If, you know, Mel Gibson and, oh, I don't know, and Michael Douglas agree on this, or Glenn Close and, I don't know, you know, a lot of the famous actors I know are dead. That's how you know you're getting old. The people I think of, you know, especially Republican actors. I mean, you know, the Republican actors are few and far between. Meryl Streep, definitely. But you have to find somebody who is just as talented and just as eloquent. Maybe it's time for Republicans to come out of the closet. Famous Republicans. I have a feeling there are a lot of Republicans out there who don't go around telling everybody that they're Republicans. A banker, sports stars, right? LeBron James would be the Democrat, probably, I'm going to guess. Steph Curry, I got a lot of probably almost all, but with the, and I guess Tom Brady isn't asking for a bilateral, bipartisan commission to look into this, but maybe he is. You know, maybe he's going to go to the White House and pick up, you know, some presidential award and slap them. But, you know, there's arguments to be made in favor that the president himself would welcome an investigation. If he has nothing to hide, it looks terrible. Everything looks like it's falling apart in Washington. So, you know, I think my own belief is it's even more rotten than you can possibly imagine. That's just the way things are going. Well, maybe it's not rotten at all. Maybe it's just innocent. It just looks rotten, you know? But this is what we need to do. We need to create a sense of fairness and parity here. That it isn't just Democrats, sore losers, whatever it is, however it is he paints. Make Trump talk about some people who his base likes, who think that it's time for an investigation. Hey, if you get Rush Limbaugh to agree with Rachel Maddow. Wouldn't that be kick-ass? What if Rush Limbaugh thinks we need bipartisan commission? Or maybe he's not crazy enough. I don't know. But that's the idea, okay? Pairs of famous people in all different areas, they don't agree on much, but one thing they agree on, it's time to investigate. This is, the United States demands it. They have to be Americans, by the way. This is an American problem. And the hope is that the process getting started would accelerate it would now give cover to, see, the problem is, just one more thing. The problem isn't that the spy agencies don't come, well, actually it is. Comey could file the FBI could file a charge against the president, a criminal charge. They could do that. And that would be, they have the ability to do that. But really, what should happen here is the elected branch should do this. This is a political thing. It has to be the political institutions, people who are elected representatives of the people, have to be the ones who say, it's time now to investigate. And then they have to find the people to do the investigation and then step back and let them do it. And no interference, absolutely no interference. These people report to nobody but the people. So, their independence is everything. If they aren't independent, if they aren't chosen by elected representatives, and if they aren't independent, it won't work. So, that's the idea for today. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.